Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Hector. Hector writes from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And Hector writes, how will a second coronavirus wave affect real estate? Well, Hector, in the U.S., unfortunately, right now we're still dealing with the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic, because we did such a poor job of, you know, preparing for it and reacting and mitigating it. So we're actually still in the first wave. But any spike in the virus is likely to reduce mobility, which will likely negatively affect real estate, at least in the short run. But to answer your question, I think a second wave of the virus, you know, the impact that it will have, I think will depend to some extent on when that second wave occurs. So for example, if there's a second wave around the holidays, when activity tends to be lower anyway, it won't have as much of an impact on real estate as it will if it occurs, say, in the spring, when typically there's a lot more buying going on. But we're going to be dealing with this pandemic for likely a couple of years, and I think the mitigation efforts to tamp down and reduce or lower the curve will have a huge impact on the economy and on real estate, because at the end of the day, people have to feel comfortable in order to go out and move around and spend money so that the economy and so that real estate comes back. So thanks for your question, Hector. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.